2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Freedom, victory, the court system, and the Constitution, and everything that is right about this country, that you are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, happened in Kenosha. Of course, the left is saying you better brace for trouble. Police on alert as night falls in Kenosha, and the anarchists of the left are saying we're not done. Rittenhouse, not guilty. And it's time for him to sue the hell out of the media. I want to remind you what the media said about Rittenhouse. And I want you to remind you how evil the media is. The media wanted to turn Rittenhouse into a Trump-supporting white supremacist. They wanted to use him and this case right before the election to say, don't vote for Donald Trump because these are what Trump supporters look like. Was there any connection to Donald Trump? No. They said he was a racist. He said he was a vigilante. They said he was an anarchist. He was none of those things. Remember, Joe Biden jumped on this gravy train too, indicting Rittenhouse with his words when it happened and afterwards during the campaign trail. In fact, today you had the president of the United States of America who was asked about his Rittenhouse comments because he played judge and jury and slandered Rittenhouse just like the others did in the media. Let me remind you of what some of the things the president of the United States of America actually said. When the president was asked about this guy early on, he had no problem implying that he was some sort of horrible person. Quote, there's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refuses to disavow white supremacists. On the debate stage last night, remember when he was playing the race card, just to give you a mindset of where Joe Biden was right when this happened in Kenosha. They wanted to make sure that they turned Rittenhouse into a white supremacist, and this is what Trump's people are, even though they had no connection to actual Trump supporters or the presidency. It doesn't matter. Joe Biden even did a one-on-one at the time with Anderson Cooper. Talked about how terrible Rittenhouse was, how awful it is, how this guy's randomly running around just shooting people, right? It's the guy running for president. They needed to use this. There was no other. They had to use it. It was a must. The verdict in Kenosha, in fact, these are the exact words of Joe Biden, will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included. Yeah. Biden reacting to the Rittenhouse verdict, quote, the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included. Why are you concerned? The guy used a gun to protect and defend his life. You got to understand, this is what mob culture looks like. This is what tyrants do. They attack innocent citizens, and even after they're innocent, they still say crap like this. The president's exact words, the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included. So in other words, what? You decide he's not guilty even though a jury said he's guilty or innocent on all charges? You've decided that he's guilty, I should say. Let me clarify this. The president's basically implying that Rittenhouse is in fact guilty because you wanted mob vigilante justice. You wanted the same thing that the Taliban does. Drag him out in the street and off with their head. Hang him. Shoot him. We decide on the left who's guilty and innocent based on the narrative we want to teach you. We want to tell you because we must use issues like this to drive a wedge in this country so that we can win. You want to know why Joe Biden put out this comment today? Quote, the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, is because he needs something to distract the American people from the dismal failure, which is his presidency. And this is a great place to start. It's exactly what the media did. Let me remind you of all the scumbags that deserve to get sued. I hope Rittenhouse wins millions. I hope he wins billions of dollars. I hope he gets the best lawyer out there. I'd go with the same team Nick Salmon had, and I'd own every one of these scumbag, evil members of the media who slandered you with lies, the things that just weren't true because they wanted to make sure Joe Biden won an election.
Kenosha shooter, Kyle Rittenhouse, he murdered two people, by the way.
He didn't. Sue her. You didn't murder anybody. Self-defense. Vigilante. Not a vigilante. Jury of his peers says, no, you're wrong. Sue her.
Rittenhouse is basically what you would have had in a school shooter.
Sue him. Scumbag on MSNBC. Sue him. I hope Rittenhouse gets every dime they have.
He's a 17-year-old kid. He shouldn't have had a gun. He crossed state lines to supposedly protect property. No, he was going out to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
That's a lie. Sue him.
Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the vigilante.
Sue him.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed teenage vigilante.
Sue him.
17-year-old vigilante.
Sue him for every dollar.
Arguably a domestic terrorist. Picked up a rifle, drove to a different state to shoot people.
Sue him. He's not a domestic terrorist. He didn't cross state lines with a gun, and he had the gun legally. Sue every one of these son of a you-know-whats.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a guy who's deeply racist, went with weapons to a Black Lives Matter protest looking to get in trouble. He did. He murdered a couple of people.
Sue him. Sue him. The Young Turks right there, sue him.
Rittenhouse. The 17-year-old kid just running around shooting and killing protesters.
You see this?
Sue Joe Scarborough and win.
17-year-old who was radicalized by Trumpism took his AR-15 to Kenosha and became a killer.
Sue him. Sue that guy on TV as well. And of course, trying to connect into Donald Trump before the election, right? These are Trump supporters. This is what you get. Sue him.
White. Trump-supporting, MAGA-loving, Blue Lives Matter social media partisan, 17 years old, picks up a gun, drives from one state to another with the intent to shoot people.
That's not what he did. He lied. Sue him for slander.
A 17-year-old boy who drove across state lines with an AR-15.
That didn't happen, Joe Scarborough, and I hope they sue your A-double-ass.
And started shooting people up.
That didn't happen either. Sue him.
Including a guy with a skateboard.
Kyle.
Sue him.
Rittenhouse, who has killed protesters, unarmed protesters.
Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old that went with a weapon into the middle of protests and then provoked people and then shot and killed them.
Kyle.
Sue them for every dime they have.
Rittenhouse is the enemy.
A boy.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the enemy? Sue him.
From out of state, drives up to the state with an AR-15 around his neck, shoots and kills a couple of people, shooting wildly, running.
Wasn't shooting wildly. Sue Joe Scarborough.
Around, acting like rent-a-cop.
Sue him. He didn't run. He didn't cross state lines with a gun. You're slandering him. Sue him.
Across state lines armed with a rifle.
Sue him. That's a lie. He didn't cross state lines with a firearm. That's slander. Sue this one, too.
To go and shoot people.
What a dog.
Again, he didn't go to shoot people. He went to go protect people and property, and he got attacked. Sue every one of them.
Dark, dystopian scene where a 17-year-old boy is carrying around a rifle, running around and gunning down protesters.
Didn't happen. Sue Joe Scarborough. Every one of these scumbags deserves to be sued for every single thing that I just played for you. Every single one of them. This is a 17-year-old child, by the way. 17-year-old child. Sue every one of them. You do this to a child, sue them all. And get every dime you can get out of them. Whatever you can, take it all if you're Rittenhouse. Own these scumbags. They will never stop until you make them pay financially. What happened with Nick Sandman was clearly not enough because they did it again the next time they found a white 17-year-old who they wanted to ruin his life. And that is exactly what they just did. They tried to ruin his life. You look at this president of the United States of America, shame on you. Coming out saying to yourself, well, I'm going to have a hard time with this. Really? That's how you want to describe it. You want to imply the kid's guilty even though he's innocent. Al Sharpton getting all woke on TV today because remember, this is good for business. Anytime you can throw down some race card, it's good for business. He said the message from the Rittenhouse trial is vigilantes can go to protests and kill people. Talking about being racist, just so you know, it's not racist either. He didn't kill anybody. Sue, by the way, he didn't murder anybody. Let me say that differently. He did. He killed a couple people in self-defense, yes, and that's why he was found innocent on every charge against him. Girlfriend of Kyle Rittenhouse, she came out today. She said that he was blanked by the system, and that's a problem. I couldn't agree more. Ted Williams, African-American law enforcement agent, said on TV today, there's really no winners in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. I totally agree with that. You ruin this kid's life. He's going to have to go into hiding. He's going to have to look over his shoulder. He's going to have to get lawyers. He's going to have protection. And he's got a target on his back. He's probably going to have to move. And even if he gets a bunch of money, he's still walking around the rest of his life with a name that everybody's going to remember, Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse's family spokesman said this about the not guilty verdict. Nobody's spiking the football on this because this family has just been repeatedly attacked, and the president got in on it today as well.
Let's bring back David Hancock, who's a spokesman for Kyle Rittenhouse and the family. David, it's good to be with you. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. First of all, we know that Kyle has left the court and is headed for a location unknown. What is he up to now? How is he feeling about the verdict? We saw him break down, you know, a lot of emotions clearly that were running through him as the jury read off the verdicts. We saw him hug his counsel as well. What is the plan for the rest of the day for him?
Spend time with his family. It's been a long road. It's been a hard road. I mean, this family has been just repeatedly attacked and with no basis in truth. And now he can be a free, he can be a, I mean, he can be just a young man now. Yeah, so I think he's just going to spend time with his family, and they are just ecstatic that it came down this way. But I mean, nobody is spiking the football on this. This brought up a lot of issues, at least this case brought up a lot of issues, and specifically to your last speaker's point as it relates to the prosecution, I mean, this needs to be looked at. The conduct of the prosecution in this case and the re-narrating and the revisionist history as we went through this case was despicable and just horrendous. And still, the jury came to the proper and the just verdict of a not guilty across the board.
David, this is Sandra. I'm sorry if my colleague John already asked this question, but have you spoken to Kyle since the verdict was read?
I did not. He was taken out the back door and taken off property quite quickly with his family, just to get out of this.
Have any of them relayed to you what he said or what he's had to say since he left the court?
I looked at Kyle and he looked at me, and it was just one of those, finally, like, Kyle gets to start his life as a young man, as a innocent, as an acquitted, as a not guilty young man who clearly defended himself when he was attacked. And that came out for the past 2 weeks, and that is what, thank God, that the jury came to and they noticed.
Hey, David, we're probably going to need to take a break in about a minute and 30 seconds briefly. Don't go away, because
sure,
we want to play back some tape of the president returning from Camp David, who was asked about this. But you said that Kyle gets a chance to get back to his life. But, I mean, you know his life is never going to be the same.
No, it's not. But everybody who knows Kyle, everybody's going to do everything we can to give him the most normal life that he can possibly
have. Hey, David, I'm sorry. Can you just stand by with us?
I just got to say this real quick. He knows this. And you notice that John Roberts said this, and he's absolutely right. There's no way he's ever going to have a normal life. His life is no longer his own. His life is over. The way that it was going to be will never be the same. And that's the reason why I tell you over and over again, sue these scumbag, pure evil people in the media that tried to ruin your life for every dime they have. And win, and you will. The most disappointing part of this Rittenhouse trial was not just the media, but the fact that the President of the United States of America was willing to pander to try to get votes and to still divide this country, to try to get support, to try to get his approval rating up. Joe Biden returned to the White House. He was asked about the Rittenhouse verdict, and this is what the President of the United States of America decided to say.
Well, look, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
Mr. President, sir, what is the state of your health, sir? What is the state of your health after this exam today?
Good. They're going to release all the detail. I feel great. Nothing's changed. We're in good shape. And I'm looking forward to celebrating my 58th birthday.
That's it? You try to make a joke about your birthday? Stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it, he says. You don't want to say, hey, this kid deserves to be left alone? Because you're the one that was trashing this guy. Biden, you trashed Rittenhouse. You attacked him. You think the media's done with us? They're not. NBC News, Meet the Press host Chuck Todd had this to say after the verdict about all you gun-toting Americans.
It's pretty obvious to me, more people, the next time there's a protest of some sort, and it may get politicized, that gun owners with a certain ideology may feel incentivized now, may feel even emboldened. And that does seem to be an uncomfortable message that may be received by some.
So let me get this straight. You want to convict people over what you think other people might do in the future if you don't convict somebody now, even if they're innocent. That is what NBC News's takeaway is from Kyle Rittenhouse being acquitted on all charges. You know, I'm going to quote it here. This is scumbag. This isn't journalism. This is POS reporting. quote, you know, it's pretty obvious to me. More people, the next time there's a protest of some sort, and it may get politicized, the gun owners with a certain ideology may feel incentivized now, may feel even emboldened. And that does seem to be an uncomfortable message that may be received by this. You're a POS. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. This is what you'll do to a child, a 17-year-old? This is it now? This is what you're going to say? Al Sharpton, the message from the Rittenhouse trial is vigilantes can go to protests and kill people. That's what you want to say? Andy McCarthy said it right. Andy McCarthy said this about the trial, and he's absolutely right, on Fox earlier. Take a listen.
All right. Thank you, Garrett. Let's bring back former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York and Fox News contributor Andy McCarthy. You know, Andy, there was a narrative going about Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, there was two of them, really. There was one that he was out there acting in self-defense, which the jury ultimately agreed with. But then there was this whole other narrative out there that he was a white supremacist, that he crossed state lines with an AR-15, which apparently didn't happen because the gun was actually in Kenosha at the time. Just this litany of horribles about Kyle Rittenhouse, where people had come to conclusions about the case before the first testimony was ever given in court. So now that we've seen this whole process unfold, what does that say about the rush to judgment, in large part by politicians and by what was supposed to be a respectable media going into this whole thing?
John, I think it says what our constant lament is, and frankly, why I'm happy to be here, which is that it's very hard anymore to try to find out what the news is. You know, there's so many outlets, unfortunately, that are bringing a lot of political and ideological baggage to news reporting. And like all of us, I have very strong opinions. I don't hide being a conservative, but you know, I was a trial lawyer for a long time. Before you can make credible arguments about what the evidence is, you need to know what the evidence is. You know, it's really important in this country, if we're gonna have a functioning democracy, that people can actually, with confidence, know what happened. And I think if you get to a point where news organizations that you used to rely on for at least that purpose shade everything that they report through an ideological lens or a partisan lens or whatever is bothering them on that particular day, I think people lose faith in the idea that they can understand with confidence the actual news that we have to rely on in order to make decisions in our everyday lives.
You know what is amazing about what he's just saying, and I'm going to give you a perfect example of why what he's saying is absolutely factual. Facebook and Twitter actually came after us, and we were one of those that defended Kyle Rittenhouse early on last year. And we defended Kyle Rittenhouse, and we put up a meme of Kyle Rittenhouse, and they attacked us and said that our page was being threatened to be shut down, unpublished, because of what we put, which now immediately should go away. That's been on it. They also said our page was going to have reduced distribution, meaning that we won't be able to reach all the people that follow us anymore as part of our punishment. Clearly now that should be taken up. Not going to happen. We have now been told that Facebook and Twitter are still silent on whether Kyle Rittenhouse support is still banned on their platform. Facebook and Twitter banned support for Kyle Rittenhouse across their platform shortly after the riots. After a jury in Wisconsin has now found Rittenhouse not guilty on all charges brought against him, those same platforms refuse to say if support for the teenager is still banned. So all those people that got silenced and shut up because they supported Rittenhouse early on, we going to get an apology from Big Tech? I doubt it. You got to really take a step back just for a moment and think about this Rittenhouse case, and I want you to think about what he was up against. He was up against Big Tech. He was up against the media. He was up against the president-elect and then candidate Biden and all of his supporters. He was up against virtually everybody that had power in this country. He was up against a overzealous scumbag DA. And as Ted Cruz put it earlier today, quote, we're a nation governed by laws, and the Rittenhouse verdict reminds us we have the moral and legal right to self-defense. For months, the left unjustly try to convict Mr. Rittenhouse. I pray now that those who wish to divide us don't use this verdict as an excuse for violence. I couldn't agree with him more on that point. You look at that prosecutor, and it worries me how many others are like him out there. And if you want to remember, a lot of people forget. A lot of people forget what actually was happening and the reason why Rittenhouse went there. They were burning down buildings, burning down entire blocks, burning apartment complexes. They even went after the Portland courthouse and burned it. Remember what happened when they burned down a church by the White House or caught it on fire? Remember that? Outside the White House, they were attacking Secret Service agents. The same protests that went and happened in Kenosha, this was happening all over the country. They were burning down everything they could get their hands on. And then they tried to turn the people that attacked Rittenhouse into some sort of victims. And they tried to turn into some sort of race war when it clearly had nothing to do with race. He's white, and the three people he had to shoot that were attacking him were white. Never forget the facts. The narrative that they tried to sell you wasn't anywhere close to what the facts were in this case. And they wanted to ruin and destroy his life. And I hope he sues them, and I hope he gets every dime out of him he possibly can. I hope he makes them pay millions and millions and millions for all of these horrible people in the media that did this to a child. And even the president of the United States of America was in on it too. I hope every one of you will grab this podcast and you'll share it on social media. I hope every one of you will hit that little forward button and put it on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you put your stuff. I hope you'll text it to your family and friends. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.